This is Indie Book Publishing, brought to you by Balboa. My name is Brian Houston. Today we are talking about a book entitled The Magic of You, Stepping into Your Cosmic Body. And the author of the book is Lynette Leckie Clark. And we are talking to her from her home in Brisbane, Australia. Lynette, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you very much for taking the time to visit with us today. Tell me a little bit about yourself before we get into the book.
Okay, well, I have been working with spirit guides, angels, and ascended masters for over 30 years, so how that puts a little bit about my age out there, but it's just something that came, and I had spirit guides coming in that I heard very clearly, but no one else was in the room. This was way at the beginning, and I thought, whoa, there's no one here. What is happening? And then the strangest thing happened, as spirit often does. They actually led me to a city that was about an hour and a half's drive away, and there was a lady there who channeled at night time. Now, at that time, I never drove at night time. Didn't like going out at night. But out of the words of my mouth, a lady came in and started talking to me. I was working in a shop, and the words flew out of my mouth, "Yes, I will come." And I thought, why did I say that? I don't drive at night time. But I did. I was perfectly fine. And out of that, she channeled a spirit guide called Ladina. And I came to know Ladina so well, I even would lie in bed and talk to her at night. Because, you see, it's only a veil. And many people think because you cannot see your spirit guides, you cannot see the angels, they're sort of airy-fairy. But they're very real. When you talk to spirit, you work from your soul. So you feel. The mind takes a back seat. So that was really my beginning. And when Master Kasumi came in, who I've worked with now for 13 years, I couldn't even pronounce his name. I had no idea who he was at that point. And I couldn't believe it. When I found out who he was, my first question, of course, was, why me? And his answer to me was, why not you? And that, I think, is a core that's very real even today for many, many people. Why not you? And so we've been on a wonderful journey together. He's taught me many, many things. I had some deep clearing to do before he could fully come in. Because the ascended masters are such a high vibration of energy that you really need to have the muck cleared from your emotional body. And we all have things that have happened to us through the years. Everybody does. I don't believe anyone is free of any trauma or any disappointment or anything of that nature. And that had to be cleared. And there's a whole story with that too. It's just so incredible, the whole journey. But anyway, that was how I started working with Master Kasumi, and of course my vibration raised. And we are a partnership now. It's like, it's very hard, if you don't understand, it's very hard to explain. It is like you blend as one. And so in a second, he is there. If I want to ask something, the answer is there. And, you know, some skeptics might say, oh, but that's just you. Well, no, because a lot of those questions are futuristic and events, and they always work out exactly as Kasumi has said. So it's been a wonderful journey. We've traveled overseas. We've taught. There's another story which I would love to share if we have time.
Please.
About the website.
Go right ahead.
Do we have time?
Absolutely.
This, is, to me, is absolutely remarkable, and it's very, very true. And it was not long after Kasumi had come to me, and I had got over the shock of why me, and when he said, why not you? I thought, well, no, it was still a little bit. It's a journey. Anyway, we had a friend, and he's an older gentleman called Peter Luke. And Kasumi had come in and said, I want my own website. Now, at this point, way back in 2001, all either my husband or I could do was an email. That was it. And that was a struggle. And we thought, this is impossible. We know nothing. We can't do this. You know, we'll have to save the money to pay someone to come and do this and do it justice and do it properly. Well, there was a knock on the door, and who was standing there but Peter Luke? Now, Peter Luke was also intuitive, and he says, well, he said, upstairs have had a word in my ear, and they've told me that I have to come and show you how to build a website. We were gobsmacked. We didn't know that Peter Luke had been a computer technician for over 20 years. Even though he was our friend, he wasn't a close friend, but he was our friend, and we didn't know that aspect of him. And that was how Kasumi's website was born. And Peter showed my husband Michael, and this is over years, and still is available today if Michael gets stuck on something on the website, and it's called Kasumi School of Wisdom. And that was how that website was born. And the channelings that go on there from Kasumi are free. And we made them free because so many people around the world need to have access. They need to have access. They need to know. And that really was how the book came about too, because Kasumi decided in his wisdom that he wanted to do a long course. There was people, it was a webinar, done as a webinar, people all over the world that needed to really move ahead. They needed to clear, but nobody knew how. They had read books, there was talks on the subject in just about every language, but they didn't know how. They didn't have the full understanding.
So your book explains how that's done?
Right. Well, we did the webinar, and the results from people were absolutely amazing. We had all ages from various countries. The shifts that they had done, you know, emotional blocks that had held them back for most of her life. She was well in her 60s and had trauma in the Second World War. And she was, you know, really struggling. And she was taught how to clear that, how to move beyond it, and now has a wonderful, happy life and a very happy marriage. So from that, the results were so astounding. I said, well, what are we going to do with this? You know, do we do another webinar? Do we put it onto CDs? Do we put it onto a book? And I'm sorry to say that I procrastinated too long. Kasumi kept nagging at me and nagging at me. And finally the book, The Magic of You, Stepping into Your Cosmic Body, was born, and it came about. But the thing was that there was about, about a good 2.5 year gap. And mankind had also progressed in that 2.5 years as a whole. So once again, Kasumi came in and he tweaked and he changed this and put in that. And he was with me the whole time. And so the book today is showing you how. It takes you through step by step by step. So it doesn't just talk about it, it takes you through. And there are meditations, there are affirmations, all of which are important. Because you see, if you have been put down, and many people have from childhood, from family, school teachers, friends, all sorts of people, and they've got something there that creates a block over time where they don't think that they're worthy about anything in life, or I can't do it, or I'm not good enough to do that, or I'm not good enough to apply for that job. And it sticks with them, and because they feel it over and over, over many years, it grows, it magnifies. Each time they go back to thinking I'm not worthy, that instills that root of the tree a little bit more in their mind, and so it strengthens. And you can't just read a book and say, oh, okay, I'm not going to do that anymore, because it won't work. So you need to go through the process, and this is where affirmations come in. Affirmations work on the subconscious mind. And so just as it took years as a child or a young adult to build that negative block up in your mind about your self-worth on whatever level, it'll take time to break it down. But I'm not talking about years.
How long?
You know, Well, it depends how deep it is. It could take anything from a month to 12 months. And using the affirmations, you use them, you put them everywhere. You put them on your bathroom mirror, on your computer, on your fridge. Because even if you're not reading, affirmations are very brief, they're very short. And even if you're not actually reading every word, your eyes actually take it in and will transfer it to the subconscious. And this is a major part in a turnaround. And there are chapters in the book on weeding your inner garden, and that's what it's referring to. And it's being aware. You know, you can look at the cave aspects, which are explained thoroughly in the book, you know, and you can catch the cave virus. And the cave virus is if someone at work that you're used to or a friend or a close one is angry, it's very easy for you to get angry as well. And the person can come in and attack angrily, verbally. And you've been perfectly fine before they entered your space. But all of a sudden you're fired and you're angry and you're firing right back. But it's not your stuff, it was their anger. But that anger from them very quickly transferred to you as well. And that's called the cave virus. And in that section in the book, it tells you how to be aware. There's the can-do button.
Now,
and the can-do button is just a little card that you carry with you. And it reminds you every time you look at it, can do, and your name. And these are just little tools that, used, they will transform you. And to work with spirit, you have to clear the energetic bodies first, mainly the emotional and the mental bodies. They have to be cleared in order for that finer vibration to come through and for you to really feel your soul. There are some psychics today who say, well, I've got this far, but I can't get any further. I'm stuck. Why can't I channel? Why can't I go higher? It's because they haven't taken the time to clear their own mental and emotional bodies.
And so
that's the main point of the book.
Okay, that's what I was about to ask.
Step by step.
Now, how long did it take you to get all this down on paper?
Oh, my goodness. It took too long. I think it took a good 20 months because I was doing a lot of other daily work as well, and it took too long. And I know Kasumi wanted it out much sooner, but finally, you know, we did get it out, and he was with me the whole step of the way.
So you feel very good about the book now?
I feel wonderful about the book because I truly believe that this book is going to help so many people get their lives on track, even if they don't journey into spirit or the archangels. But they can get their lives on track. They can feel good. They can be the best person that they can be because this book will take you through the journey.
Okay.
Step by step.
When people walk away after they've read this book, what would you like to be the end result?
That they have a renewed, positive feeling about themselves and their abilities. That they feel good. They feel better than when they began.
Very good. Where can people find the book, The Magic of You, Stepping into Your Cosmic Body?
Well, it's available on Amazon, of course. That's the main one, and also your main bookshops in America. So, yeah, just pop on to Amazon. You can punch in my name, Lynette Lecky Clark, and that'll come up straight away. Or you can punch in the name. But I've noticed if you put in my name, Lynette Lecky Clark, it comes up very quickly.
Now, I also want to ask...
Order it online.
Okay. Do you have any websites or social media outlets that people can communicate with you by?
Yes, we have Kasumi's website, which I just mentioned, and that's www.kasumischool, KUTHUMFORMARYISchool.com. and you'll see it there. There are free channelings there. There are also a number of channeled meditations there as well. These are available as downloads. Again, they are very, very affordable because we want people to move. We want to bring more light, more peace. Now, the light comes from God, but we want to bring more light, more peace onto this planet and get people to a better place within themselves, because that reflects out to their family, their workplace, their friends. They're much happier. And so everything works at a higher vibration, a happier vibration. So everything we've done, we've tried to make affordable for people so they can get going.
Outstanding. The name of the book, again, is The Magic of You, Stepping into Your Cosmic Body. It's written by Lynette Leckie Clark. It is published by Balboa. So be sure and try to pick up a copy on Amazon or any of the outlets that that were mentioned earlier. Lynette, thank you very much for spending some time with us and telling us about your book. It sounds fascinating.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. And again, be sure and check it out. Again, Balboa Press, The Magic of You, Stepping into Your Cosmic Body by Lynette Leckie Clark. This is Indie Book Publishing, brought to you by Balboa. I'm Brian Houston. Thank you very much for listening.